morning and welcome to the Print AM, our morning podcast on the big news story of the day. This is Obuntika Ghosh, a senior associate editor with The Print, and today we will be talking about vaccine hesitancy that in the first 3 days of the COVID-19 vaccination program is threatening to derail the whole process. It was with much fanfare and a widely televised address by Prime Minister Narendra Modi that India launched its COVID-19 vaccination program on Saturday. 3 days later, an underwhelming response has left the government of India almost pleading with healthcare workers about the need to get vaccinated as a matter of personal and social duty. Appealing to healthcare workers to come forward for the vaccination, Dr. V.K. Paul, Member Health Niti Aayog, on Tuesday said, "Good communication and understanding facts behind the vaccine is important. I would say, take it as a duty to yourself and to society. That way you are safe, your family is safe. We would like to get you vaccinated because we want to COVID-proof our health system and restart all other services." The COVID vaccination program is voluntary. Any beneficiary is free to refuse the vaccine, though they cannot decide which one of the two to take. India is currently rolling out Covaxin manufactured by Bharat Biotech, an indigenous vaccine, and also Covishield, which is being manufactured by the Serum Institute of India and has been developed by the University of Oxford. Dr. Paul himself has taken a Covaxin shot on the very first day on January 16th. Talking about his experience, he said, "I have taken Covaxin and I have zero side effects." Alongside him, AIIMS Director Dr. Randeep Guleria too had taken the same shot. However, on Monday, just 8 people turned up at India's premier medical institute to get vaccinated. Uptake of COVID-19 vaccines in the first 3 days of vaccination since the program kicked off last Saturday has been variable, ranging from 27.9% in Punjab to 89.3% in tiny Lakshadweep. This is according to data shared by the health ministry. In Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan, it was 71% each, while in both Puducherry and Tamil Nadu, the number is about 34% of target. The Tamil Nadu government has made it very clear that the COVID vaccination program is not target-driven, but demand-driven. The cumulative number of healthcare workers vaccinated against COVID-19 has touched 6,31,417 till 6 p.m. Tuesday through 11,660 sessions as per a provisional report of the Ministry of Health. A total of 9 people who developed adverse events following immunization required hospitalization. In Delhi, 3 cases have been discharged while 1 is still under observation at Rajiv Gandhi Hospital. 1 more AEFI case from Uttarakhand has been discharged. In Karnataka, 1 person has been discharged and another person is stable and under observation at the district hospital in Chitradurga. In Chhattisgarh too, 1 person has been discharged. In Rajasthan, 1 case of suspected anaphylaxis is reported to be fine and under observation at the district hospital in Bangar. Interestingly, the government of India that is increasingly coming under criticism for the apparent reluctance of politicians in the country to take the lead on setting an example by getting vaccinated, has left the onus of fighting vaccine hesitancy to states. Replying to a question about how the government plans to tackle vaccine hesitancy, Rajesh Bhushan, Union Health Secretary, said on Tuesday, "Vaccine hesitancy is there in all countries. The degree will be slightly more across countries for COVID because it is a new disease, it's a new vaccine, there are more confusions. We have seen vaccine hesitancy in polio, measles, rubella and pentavalent vaccines. The only way of addressing it is by engaging repeatedly with beneficiaries and trying to address their doubts and confusions. That is our advice to all state governments," the secretary said. Internationally, several political leaders, including UK's Boris Johnson, American President-elect Joe Biden, and Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, have taken the COVID shot in full public glare. In his address to states in the run-up to the vaccine launch program, however, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had said that politicians are right now not in the priority list. The way the vaccination drive is going, India may need to revise that position soon. Bhushan's statement about states having to deal with vaccine hesitancy is significant also because the government of India has asked states not to procure vaccines from manufacturers on their own. The first tranche of 3 crore vaccines for healthcare workers and frontline workers are being paid for by the Government of India. Health Secretary Bhushan also said that none of the 2 post-vaccination deaths in Uttar Pradesh and Karnataka have been causally related to the vaccine. In fact, he said India's record of AFIs post-vaccination with either Covaxin or Covishield is among the lowest in the world. So far, just 0.18% people who have received either of the 2 vaccines have reported any adverse event, and of these, just 0.002% people have required hospitalization, which the Government of India says is far lower than the global average. That is all we have time for today. This is Obuntika Ghosh signing off for now. Do not forget to share, like, and subscribe to The Print.